Welcome to The Rundown, your source for the latest news and updates from the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit. I'm Andy Brienzo. In February 2024, LPA released an Economic Development Incentive Evaluation of the Angel Investor Tax Credit Program. I'm with Josh Luthi, Principal Auditor at Legislative Post Audit, who supervised this audit. Welcome back, Josh.
Good to be here, Andy.
So why don't you start by explaining what the Angel Investor Tax Credit Program is and how it works?
The Angel Investor Tax Credit Program, or AITC program, gives investors a state income tax credit for investing in certain Kansas startup businesses. But the process for how that works is little involved. Each year, the Department of Commerce has a certain amount of these tax credits it can give to businesses. For example, under state law, Commerce was allowed to give businesses up to $6.5 million in tax credits in tax year 2023. Startup businesses apply to participate in the program. If Commerce approves a business to participate, Commerce will also give that business some tax credits, usually a few hundred thousand to start. Then, those businesses can offer those tax credits to investors in exchange for investment. If an investor agrees to invest, they get a tax credit equal to 50% of their investment. Investors can then use the tax credit to reduce their state tax liability. Investors without Kansas tax liability can transfer or sell their credits to other individuals too. In terms of qualifying for the program, businesses need to be startup businesses. This generally means they need to be less than 5 years old, but bioscience businesses can be less than 10 years old. Businesses must also have had revenues of less than $5 million in the most recent tax year. Businesses also have to do most of their business or production in Kansas. And certain kinds of businesses don't qualify for the program. For example, businesses in the banking or construction industries don't qualify. For an investor to participate, they need to be what's called an accredited investor. An accredited investor generally refers to someone who has a high annual income or high net worth. Think people who make more than $200,000 per year or who have a net worth of more than $1 million. There are also some limits on how much in tax credits investors can get per year through the program. Investors can only get up to $100,000 in tax credits per business and up to $350,000 per year in total. So like I said earlier, startup businesses apply for the program. If Commerce approves them to participate, those businesses get some tax credits. Those businesses then use those tax credits to attract investment from accredited investors.
What's the purpose of the program?
According to state law, the program is supposed to encourage investment in innovative Kansas startup businesses. This investment should help create or expand Kansas businesses, which in turn create jobs and wealth in the state.
Okay, so how many businesses have participated in the program? How much investment did they get, and where did the investment come from?
Between 2015 and 2022, 163 businesses participated in the program. However, only 123 of those businesses successfully used the tax credits they got through the program to attract investment. The 40 businesses that didn't attract investment had to give their tax credits back to Commerce. The 123 businesses that did attract investment, though, got about $102 million in investment between 2015 and 2022. In exchange, the investors who invested in those businesses got about $44 million in tax credits. That means startups got about $2.30 in investment for every $1 in state tax credits issued to investors. That also means some investors got less than a 50% tax credit for their investment. In some cases, that was because investors hit their credit caps. In other cases, investors voluntarily accepted a less than 50% credit. Most investment went to businesses in Johnson County. Johnson County businesses got about $64 million in investment through the program. That's more than half of all investment through the program. The remaining businesses were located in only seven other counties, so this program doesn't benefit all parts of the state. In terms of where the investment came from, most did come from investors in Kansas. Kansans invested about $73 million through the program, or about 71% of all investment between 2015 and 2022. Most of those Kansas investors were from Johnson County. The remaining investment, not quite $30 million, came from investors living in 37 other states or territories, including states like Missouri, Florida, Texas, and California, among others. You don't have to live in Kansas to participate in the program as an investor. However, if you want to use your tax credits, you do need to have Kansas tax liability. So it may be that those out-of-state investors are more likely to sell their tax credits because they may not have Kansas tax liabilities themselves.
Now, the main thing this evaluation did was survey investors and businesses that participated in the program. So can you explain why the team chose to do that particular type of work?
Yeah, we wanted to survey investors to understand whether the program caused investors to invest when they otherwise wouldn't have. Generally speaking, the purpose of economic development incentives is to get people or businesses to do things they wouldn't otherwise do. In the case of the AITC program, the goal is to get people to invest in Kansas startup businesses. So it was important for us to figure out if the program caused investment or if investors were simply benefiting for doing something they already planned to do. And for businesses, we wanted to better understand what investment through the program helped them do. For example, learning whether investment helped businesses create jobs helps us evaluate whether the program is meeting its goals. Overall, that was the purpose of the surveys, to help us evaluate whether the program is meeting its goals of incenting investment in startup businesses and creating jobs and wealth in Kansas.
So what did the results of the survey show?
I'm going to talk about our survey of investors first, then about the survey of businesses. So we sent surveys to about 1,100 investors who participated in the AITC program between 2015 and 2022. 355 of those individuals, or about 33%, provided complete responses to our survey. Most of those investors, about 56%, said they were business professionals, business owners, or entrepreneurs. Only 5% said they were professional investors. 68% said they had no more than 10 years of experience investing in startups. So, in general, investors who participated in the program don't self-identify as professional investors and aren't necessarily, you know, super experienced at investing in startups. One question we asked these investors was how important various factors were to their decision to invest in startup businesses that participated in the program. Investors could choose from a 5-point scale that ran from not important to extremely important. 67% of investors said Kansas's AITC program was either very or extremely important to their decision to invest. So, for most investors, the program is something they consider when deciding whether to invest in a participating startup business. However, investors said other factors were more important more often than they said the AITC program was. For example, 98% of investors that responded to our survey said the quality of a business's management team was very or extremely important to their investment decision. So, while the AITC program played an important role for most of our investor respondents, it's definitely not the only thing those investors considered when deciding whether to invest. We also asked investors what would have happened if the AITC program hadn't been available. 27% said they would not have invested in startups if the program hadn't been available. And 58% said they would have invested less or at a later date. Only 10% said they wouldn't have changed how they invested. For businesses, we sent surveys to 158 individuals who represented businesses that participated in the AITC program between 2015 and 2022. Most of those individuals represented businesses that received investment, but some also represented businesses that didn't successfully attract investment through the program. 52 representatives, or about 33%, provided complete responses to our survey. We asked these business representatives how important various sources of funding were to their businesses. Again here, businesses could choose from a 5-point scale that ran from not important to extremely important. 79% said investment through the AITC program was very or extremely important to their businesses. For our business respondents, AITC funding was the funding source they most often identified as important. Other important sources included personal funds, which 69% said were very or extremely important, and family or friends funds, which 54% said were very or extremely important. We also asked businesses what would have happened if the AITC program hadn't been available. Most respondents said they still would have started their businesses, but they wouldn't have been able to do as much. For example, 56% said their businesses would have hired fewer employees, and 27% said their businesses would have offered fewer or lower quality products or services. I'd also note that, as part of a separate question, 5 respondents said they chose to locate their businesses in Kansas instead of another state because Kansas had the AITC program. Both investors and businesses agreed AITC programs in general help startup businesses attract investment. Respondents often said these tax credits work because they reduce the risk of investing in startups. A few businesses also told us that Kansas's AITC program helps encourage investment in Kansas. One respondent, for example, basically told us there's not a lot of investment capital available in the Midwest relative to other areas like the East and West Coasts, and this program helps give Kansas companies something extra to offer investors when trying to persuade them to invest. In terms of caveats, while not all participants responded to our survey, we do think our response rates were adequate to provide meaningful insight into how the AITC program affected investor and business behaviors. That said, we can't speak to how participants who didn't respond to our survey might feel about the program and its effects.
You also looked at whether Commerce monitors businesses to make sure they stay in Kansas after participating in the program. Can you talk about what you found?
Yeah, state law requires that businesses stay in Kansas for at least 5 years following the last year in which they participated in the AITC program. Bioscience businesses must stay for 10 years. Previously, all businesses had to stay for 10 years, but the legislature shortened that time to 5 years in 2021. When we evaluated this program a few years ago in 2020, we found Commerce didn't proactively monitor businesses to make sure they stayed in Kansas. We recommended they develop a way to do so. In this evaluation, we found Commerce had developed a process to monitor businesses. Commerce told us they use various resources, including state databases and internet research, to identify businesses that may have left the state too early. Commerce further told us that they claw back funds or pursue legal action against businesses that left the state too early. However, we noted Commerce doesn't document this process very well, and based on our discussions with Commerce officials, the AITC program doesn't likely have enough staff resources to fully investigate all businesses each year. So while Commerce did implement a process, we think that process could still use some improvement. Commerce officials told us they're developing a survey process to help make their monitoring process more efficient.
Finally, what's the main takeaway of this audit report?
I think the main takeaway here is the AITC program is helpful for incenting investors to invest more than they otherwise might. Where it gets a little more puzzling is figuring out what kind of downstream effects that has in terms of businesses' long-term success rates, how many jobs they ultimately create. But you know, based on our survey results at least, and based on what some other literature we reviewed shows, Kansas' program does appear to be effective at incenting investment for at least some of the businesses that participate in the program, namely those that responded to our survey.
Josh Luthai is a principal auditor at Legislative Post Audit. He supervised an economic development incentive evaluation of the Angel Investor Tax Credit Program. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
Thank you for listening to The Rundown. To receive newly released podcasts, subscribe to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more information about Legislative Post Audit and to read our audit reports, visit kslpa.org, follow us on Twitter at KSAudit, or visit our Facebook page.